So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, this May only, you can get an extra $200 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to therealreal.com to start selling and get your extra $200 to keep shopping at therealreal.com. That's therealreal.com. Terms apply.
You're fucking kidding me.
Are we recording?
Yes.
So, I've been at Sables for an hour, and we were a good chunk of the way through our episode, and then our software that we record with decided to clown us, and we think we lost it in the minute that we hit play. Her doorbell has rung, so it's a circus over here today. You know what though? Like,
is
I said,
retrograde or something.
I don't fucking know. Is it ever not? I feel like I wasn't feeling my energy at the beginning of our last episode, so maybe this is for the best. I just also don't want it to happen again.
I don't know. All of our little plugins are plugged in, so. Oh,
God damn it. Okay. Descript, we would like a word.
Yeah.
If you are starting a podcast, do not use the software that we use because it's good until it's not, and we can't walk away from it.
Yeah, seriously.
Anyway, hi.
Hi.
It's us again for the second time today. Smell you later, reloaded.
I love that. Smell you later, reloaded.
A lot has happened since we last recorded because we were ahead a few weeks in our little string of guests, but now it's just me and her again.
Yeah.
Just the way we like it, and apparently you do too.
Just a little midsummer scent catch-up.
Yeah, we're going to do a midsummer scent catch-up today. We're both reeling right now.
I know. I'm so mad. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
This happened.
We are sort of like in a, this doesn't matter for us because we do not base this podcast around like product launches, but we are sort of in a desert of fragrance right now because we're not at pre-holiday yet, but we are, you know, past the summer launches. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, well, what are we fucking doing? But we do have a couple that we would probably not discuss otherwise. So we're going to chat about them today.
Yep.
But a few things have happened since we last talked. Number one, Beyonce released a new album.
Yes. Everyone seems to unequivocally love it.
It's really fucking good.
I enjoy it. I'm not like hooked, but I'm like, oh, this is good.
Are you listening to it front to back?
No.
You have to because it's a continuous play.
Oh my God.
So like,
it's like a dance album.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very queer.
Yes.
It's
that
like,
I got.
Like.
It's for the gays.
Beyonce's doing anal.
Yeah.
It's. It's just, I mean, I love Beyonce. We all love Beyonce. Like, what is there to say? But, like, it is just unequivocally good.
Yeah.
The girls are getting vaccinated from monkeypox. We love to see it.
Get your monkeypox vax. Get your polio vax.
Yeah, apparently, like.
There's polio again.
The way I cannot bring myself to text my mom, like, hey, did I get the polio vaccine as a baby? Because she will have me committed.
I also don't think my mom would remember.
She doesn't even remember what time I was born.
Yeah.
My dad doesn't even know how old I am. I'm like, you have one child.
Yeah, one. Keep track of your one child. God.
It's fine.
I was.
Also, you went on a trip.
I was in Martha's Vineyard last week. Whisked away by Winky Lux.
A brand whose name I cannot stand. Please.
I have only known them to be the clear lipstick with something suspended in it brand.
Not hair.
Not hair. Jacqueline Hill. I feel like that was her bread and butter, but the rest of their makeup is pretty good.
I didn't know that. Oh, didn't you have a blush that looked like a rose?
Yes.
I want that.
They're so pretty.
Yeah.
And they're actually, I keep saying actually, like I'm such an asshole. They're actually good. No. The rose, it looks just, it's like a 3D sculpture of a rose in like a little dome component.
Is it a powder or a cream?
It's like a cream that has a powder finish.
Cute. Okay.
It has that like sheer airbrushy finish. I do wish they came in more shades because like I don't typically go for like a true red crimson blush color. It just reads very school play on me. But the actual cone is so pretty. Yeah. They have a highlighter too, which is cool. Cute. I was like, ooh, the highlighter actually.
Okay, I'm gonna call those in. I'll be like, listen, you took my girl to Martha's Vineyard. Mm-hmm. You can send me a blush.
I'm sure they absolutely would.
Yeah.
Their mascara is actually quite good too.
Oh, really?
Extravalash. Okay. It's one of those like silicone brushes, but it has like a ball at the top.
Yeah.
A spiky ball.
Yeah.
Which I like.
I always want to like those and I don't.
Mm.
Sometimes I feel like they do more harm than good. But that's just
me. I think you're right. I think you're right.
You have different lashes than I do, though.
Yeah. I have very small lashes. Yeah. So like anything that helps me get in there. Mm-hmm. God. But it was a wonderful 3-4 days in Martha's Vineyard. I'd never been before. I just learned when I touched down there that it has nothing to do with Martha Stewart.
God.
It's like so on her brand that I'm like, how is this? Wait, it's not?
Right.
She has a house there. So I'm told.
Yeah.
It's kind of, the vibe is very quaint New England. The like every person's like front garden feels like they're like in some flower show.
Oh, cute.
It's crazy. They're just the gardens, just walking around. People have these humongous flower blooms. Okay. It's kind of like if the Hamptons were not as flashy, because it's like, I feel like it's mostly like old people and families.
Got it.
Which is like my speed.
Sure.
There's no one like throwing up out of the side of like a G-Wagon, like down the speeding down a pedestrian road.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
Yeah. Like that's the Hamptons for you. It was great. We went bike riding. We went on a boat. We ate a lot of seafood.
Yeah.
Some people got food poisoning. I wasn't one of them for once.
Good.
Great. It was me. There was 8 of us. I was one of 2 other editorial people. And then the rest of them were TikTok influencers.
Okay.
Which is like wild.
A lot.
Yeah. A lot of them were just talking like, oh, is it weird how like are your views down too? Are your views down? Like, oh my God, like what do we do? And I was like, you can't do anything. Mm-hmm. Your whole livelihood is tied to an app that right. doesn't care about you.
Right. And it will be replaced by another app that doesn't care about you in 2 years.
Get your bag now.
Right.
Good for them.
I did submit to the system and make my first reel like a fucking clown.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. It was cute. I was like, I'm at peace with this.
For some reason, like reels freak me out, but TikToks don't.
Well, if TikTok would give me my fucking username, oh. I would actually make a TikTok. But someone made an imposter account for me and they took the account.
Tynan Buck.
But they took the handle down, but now won't give it to me. I'm like, no, I am that person though. Like that person weird. Wasn't me, but now I am. I've always been
if
me.
If anyone who listens works at TikTok.
Yeah.
Help us out.
Why do you motherfuckers know someone? I've tried. I also like, I tried someone I know. I tried the like civilian way of just emailing them. Yeah, and I also hit up my L'Oreal contact and I was like, can I use your PR department to get to TikTok? She was like, yes, girl. And
oh my
like,
God.
Like, thank you.
Wow. So
they're coming. I don't even like want to make a TikTok. I just want the handle.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's fucking annoying.
Tynan on film.
I just like, I think like for simplicity's purposes, all of my social media handles are the same.
Well, that's same.
Yeah. But then I'm like, maybe it is kind of fun to have a different handle for a different name. It's like, find me here, bitch.
You just love chaos.
I love chaos. Is it confusing? I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think after spending so much time with them, like I started making TikToks and then like, I'm like always like a day away from deleting them because I'm this stupid. This is so dumb. But I'm like, it's kind of fun.
I feel like your TikToks are just always end in you screaming.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
That checks
They're
out.
They're fun to do, but they are very time consuming. Like to edit and shoot.
I did. So that's what kept me from doing it. But yeah. Like I said before, I'm not going to make a joke about our last recording flopping or fucking up because I don't want it to happen again. Yeah. Knock on wood. But I am at peace with how long it took me. Because you and I, like, we do this so much that it's like we know how to record for the edit.
Yeah.
So I just, like, expedited the process. And I was like, okay, that was fine, actually.
Yeah. It does kind of bring me back to our ExoVane days because we had to, like, shoot everything.
Yeah.
And
what the fuck were we doing?
I would spend, like, a whole afternoon in my bedroom in front of a DSLR camera just taking, like, 200 photos of my face
to pick
just to like be like, and this is how you flick the eyeliner.
Yep.
And then whittling that down to a couple selects. Like,
I get it.
Fuck.
I know.
So it brings me back to that. And then like, I feel like my brain gets that dopamine hit of like, oh, I made something.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did something. And then 4 hours later, I'm like, you just made a dumb TikTok and now your phone's on zero.
Right, like, right, exactly.
Nothing eats my phone battery like TikTok.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ugh. It also gets like my phone gets super hot too. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh God, better finish this TikTok before my phone fucking explodes.
So that's why you're always screaming.
Yeah, pretty much. But we'll see how more chaotic they get.
Great. I can't wait.
Me as a 36-year-old woman.
It's fine.
I know. Actually, like a lot of the TikTok girls on the trip were like very, the oldest one was like 42.
Oh, wow.
She went viral because she used a Winky Looks under eye concealer and was like, my Undrog bags are completely disappeared.
Who is it?
Her name is Abby. I don't know her last name.
Okay.
Or her handle. But she has like a condition on her under eye bags. It's okay. Like cholesterol deposits.
Oh, like milia or no?
No, they're like, I guess like larger than many people. Oh, wow.
Okay.
So I guess she's always on the lookout for like very good full coverage under eye concealers. And then she did a video with the Winky Looks concealer and she's like, oh, I randomly just bought this at Target. And like, holy shit, this like made my eye bags completely disappear. And then she went viral. So like, of course the brand was like, sure. Yeah, we got to get her on the trip.
Right, right.
And then the other girls were like 25, yeah. 24. So I was like, huh, the range yeah. here. Perhaps me too could do this.
You know what concealer that I tried and I really liked and I was expecting to really not?
Ooh.
The REM Beauty Concealer.
Oh, interesting.
Because it comes in a pot. So it was giving me NARS mm-hmm. Matte, mm-hmm. which I know a lot of people like. I didn't ever.
I never tried that one, actually. The soft matte concealer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is really good.
Oh.
I don't know.
I didn't love the REM Beauty. I only got the first drop.
Yeah.
I didn't love it.
Yeah.
It was like very meh to me.
I like the liquid shadows of the first drop. Mm. Those are actually very good.
I didn't get those. I think I got like an eye palette.
Yeah, what they sent you, I was like, send her the good shit, please.
Yeah, I was a little bit like, why?
Yeah.
I think everybody was like, why?
I agree.
Yeah. When I was on the trip, I guess maybe because we like range in age and generation, we'd go out to these like lavish dinners because it's on the brand. Also, like Martha's Vineyard is the type of place where like every fucking restaurant's a seafood restaurant.
Yeah.
It's just like American food plus seafood. Mm-hmm. Burgers plus seafood. And like, we were doing activities and stuff, but then like some people in the group would be like, oh, good thing we're going biking tomorrow so we can work all this food off. Or like, oh, like, I guess I'll get fries because I'm on vacation, so I'm allowed. Haha.
Oh, when you said that last time, I didn't realize that it happened on the trip.
It did.
I was like,
yeah.
This is okay.
Well, it's happened on the trip and it's also happened at other beauty events specifically. I think because it's like I'm around a group of women.
Mm.
And like, there's like a weird aspect to it where like, it's like such an old attitude to me that it feels weird to say it. But I feel like back in the day, like not too long ago, like that was everybody's attitude. Like, am I right? Like,
yeah.
Haha, better watch our calories. And it just made me really sad.
I hate that.
I know. Because like all of the 24-year-olds, I mean, of course, they have like 24-year-old metabolisms, but they're like, let's get truffle fries. Let's get mac and cheese. And I was like, yes, 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 yes. Also, I'm not paying for this, so yes.
Yeah, so it was like, no, we're getting it all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, that was the attitude. We're like, we like got everything to share, which I love doing family style dinner, especially when you're in a big group.
Yeah.
Like, let's just do it family style. So, like, I love when everyone's like, let's just share everything.
Yeah.
But I was like, you don't have to work off any. Also, like, you having one decadent dinner won't really do anything to your weight.
Also, you have to eat to live, bitch.
And you have to fucking eat to live.
Come on. Also, like, I think it's important to remember that, like, you never know who is listening and what they're dealing with and, like, how that could be triggering to
exactly.
someone else. Not to be the trigger police, but, like,
I know.
It's like, I don't know, because even I find myself getting real weird when people post or say shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I don't know. My mindset is already disordered when it comes to food. Completely. It's like a meditation technique where you have to like bring yourself back to the present and realize like food is not bad.
Yeah.
And like I do love food so much.
We
and
know.
The only thing keeping me from having eating disorder is probably my complete lack of self-discipline.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't feel good in your brain to be like, oh no, I said I wasn't going to eat dessert every night and I did. But then I'm like, who fucking cares?
Yeah. I'm probably going to cut this out, but a friend of mine posted, he's very in the gym.
Yeah.
And his body has like fluctuated in the past couple of years to various different sizes, but always like always muscular. And like, he's just hot as fuck. But he recently cut a bunch and he posted something like, and it was very well said and it wasn't anything crazy. He was like very, nothing was, you know, problematic about it.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, down 30 pounds, whatever. I like myself then. I like myself now, like, which is great. In exactly the way that, like, if you want to talk about it, you should talk about it, I think. But, like, even to, like, seeing him say that, this body that I think is really great, and him being like, oh, I'm down this weight, it put me in a really weird headspace. Mm. And I'm like, ugh, you know what I mean?
The celebration of people losing weight, I think it sends that message.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, fuck. And I don't want to take that from him either. Yeah. But I'm just like, ooh, talk. It just, I don't know. It's like, do you just
like, I'm happy you're happy.
Yeah. And I'm happy that you can talk about it in a way that does seem like unpacked.
Yeah.
But even still, I was like, have I not unpacked something here? Like, what's going on?
I know. Because I'm like, I will not work out. I do my lazy girl Pilates and yoga.
Yeah.
It's like max 20 minutes every day.
Yeah.
That's not that much. But like, it makes me feel like I'm doing something at least.
Yeah.
And it's a good way to start the morning just by like stretching intentionally. But I'm like, this is the limit of workouts.
But see, like, I'm out here in the gym.
Yes, you know you are. I mean? Like, you work in and at the gym.
Right. And there every
and for,
day.
And in, like, at, and for the gym.
Right. And I'm only there every day because, like, I want to be. And it makes me, like, feel good mentally.
Dude, if I had access to that, I would do that too.
But it's like, ugh. Yeah, anyway, don't talk about weight.
Yeah, it's just like the weird thing of, like, food is, like, a fucking detriment that you have to work. I'm like, oh, just eat the food.
We're usually starving when we record this.
I know. I'm probably going to be so hungry after this as it's our second time.
Speaking of pressed things with lavish food, I revisited... I'll get there. Mm-hmm. I revisited my Maluma Sense this week because I went to this Maluma event. Mm-hmm. And we got there. And so Maluma co-owns or something, a mezcal brand. So the event had tons of mezcal. Not a lot of food. Mm-hmm. See, you can imagine how that went for me. But people kept being like, you smell so good. What is that? And I was like, oh, it's actually a Maluma scent. And they're like, Maluma has a fragrance. And he was like, yes.
Wait,
he has...
what?
Yeah.
He could have had the fragrances there.
I know, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, he has four, actually. But I was wearing the Flower Bomb one. It struck me. You know how seeing celebrities IRL is always kind of weird? Because they either like look nothing like what you thought, or like you're like, God damn it, there they are. Mm-hmm. And that was very, I mean, Maluma is... obviously gorgeous and a sex symbol.
Hottie, hottie, hottie.
Yeah. He is a little smaller than I thought he was, but still like jacked.
Yeah.
Frustratingly beautiful in person. I'm just like, God, you do look like that. You are like out here living your life with that face. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thing that did strike me though, the only thing that I did clock was like, he's very tattooed, of course, but all the tattoos looked a little softer or like dull or more dull. Yeah. You know what I mean? Than they do in photos. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, Photoshop.
They just dial up the saturation.
Yeah, I was like, all right, Photoshop is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder too, because I do know that some celebs have like photo editing requests.
Yeah.
Where they'll say like, please don't lighten my skin. Please don't erase my freckles. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if they're like, please emphasize my tattoos.
My neck tattoo, right. Yeah,
maybe. Could probably. I mean, celebs sometimes have like really weird requests.
I wouldn't want to be photographed all day long.
Anytime I've met a celebrity... usually an actress, in person, they're always so much thinner than what they look like on screen, to the point where I'm like, it's like that camera adds 10 pounds thing, like, which I get, like, visually it does flatten.
Yeah.
It flattens the image, so you're 2D. But, like, if I had to compete in this industry to remain thin and hireable and, like, 10 pounds thinner than what I look like on screen, like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
That's brutal. I remember when I was at Allure, there was one floor that had all the photo studios, and I was on the floor for a shoot with Allure, and I was like walking over to the bathroom, and I was walking behind this woman in a dress. She exited one of the photo studios and was also going to the bathroom, and I could see like every vertebrae on her spine. Oh. Like, she's very thin, and she gets to the bathroom, and then I look at her face, and I'm like, oh my God, it's Aubrey Plaza. Oh, and then I like fangirled really embarrassingly because I love her. But then like, I don't know. It just stuck with me that I was like, oh, wow, in person, you're like crazy thin. Mm. But on screen, like, you don't, it doesn't read.
Yeah.
And then in my brain, I'm like, why is that the first thing you notice?
Even, well, right. Even seeing yourself on screen, though, specifically in a video.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, that's my look.
Just pancake face. Every time I see myself in like a video, I'm just like, is my face why do I look like the moon in that Smashing Pumpkins music video? Like, why does that look like my face? Like, what? Which also makes sense that why people have to wear crazy amounts of makeup for it to look natural on screen.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Yeah, I don't think I could ever be like an actor for that, just for that reason alone. It's like, I will not lose weight. I don't have self-discipline, and it will cost me work.
You don't have self-discipline.
I don't. Also, just like, stop doing that.
Sable?
Yes.
What do you smell like today?
I
can't believe you're doing this again.
I know. Okay. This scent choice was inspired by a pair of baggy jeans I bought this week. I'm wearing a CK1, classic 90s scent. This was like the cool person scent that I remember from my childhood, because all of the cool older girls wore it. My older cousin, Melissa, had a bottle of this on her dresser and a bottle of Jean-Paul Gaultier. And I would always sneak into her room and spray it, like, when I was, like, visiting them. And she'd be like, stop! It's expensive! Her whole aesthetic was very 90s hip-hop vibe, like, very Aaliyah, very Biggie. Mm. And I thought, like, she was, like, the coolest person. Mm. And I also did not know that we weren't blood-related because she's fully Puerto Rican. She was the daughter of my uncle's wife, like, from her previous relationship.
Okay.
But just because we grew up since we were little, I was like, we're cousins.
That's so funny.
Even though we're a totally different race.
That's so funny.
Didn't know until way too late that, like, we weren't blood related. But CK1 always reminds me of just the cool person that I wanted to be when I was younger. Mm. A lot of posturing in my early teens.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of, like, like, you don't like Nirvana? Like, what do you know? I remember the first CD I ever bought was Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill.
Yes.
I thought it was, like, so taste. Much better than everyone.
Fuck yeah.
I was such a pick me then.
I love that.
And now I'm like every single girl, which is totally great. But I know, like, they change perfume formulas sure. throughout the years to phase out anything that is potentially harmful. So, like, sometimes the scents will be a little different. But this actually smells very similar to how I remember it.
Really?
Back in the day. I remember when we first got the Gap scents, uh-huh. I could sort of clock that it was different.
Okay.
But this one, I'm like, no, the fidelity to the original is, like, pretty on par. And I've been wearing it for the past few days, like, hoping someone will recognize the smell.
Yeah.
Nobody has.
Flops.
Nobody has. It's all these Gen Zs.
You called in Summer Days too, right?
I did, yes. Yeah. I called in Summer Days originally because of you. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, and if you have any bottles of the OG, like, could you throw that in too?
I love that.
And they were like, sure.
Oh, cute.
I love it.
It's good.
But yeah, still slaps. CK1.
Still slaps.
I feel like now that people are more into, like, quote-unquote fresh fragrances again, like, why aren't more people going back to that?
They will probably do a campaign for it, just sort of, like, reinvent
it. Yeah, like, I'm surprised they haven't. Mm-hmm. Now that, like, fragrance is, like, a big thing again.
Well, I mean, they do one every year, though, mm-hmm. you know, and they just yeah. did a...
That's fuck. True.
What was that called? The bottle that looked just like that but had, like, the underwear band on it. this was, like, last year. I don't think it was another flanker of CK1 or even just a limited edition bottle, but it could have been. Mm-hmm. So
it probably
could
was.
Could this be talked out of my
I think right CK1 is another fragrance that just gets a new limited edition flanker every year.
Yeah.
Because I remember there was, like, CK1, CK2. Yep. I remember what the bottles look like in my mind more than I remember what their names were. But the classic... is the classic, the original unisex scent, but we don't say unisex anymore.
Yep. You're right, though. You're right. Yeah. Like, that was mm-hmm. for everyone.
I think it was.
Yep.
And that was in the campaign, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like me in my Levi's baggy dad jeans. That is the style name. I didn't call them that. I did, like, my first grown-up thing where I actually got them tailored to fucking fit my waist.
I got pants tailored.
Changed my life.
I got pants tailored yeah. like a month ago.
I don't know what it is, but I feel like every jeans brand I try, they just make them, like, straight up and down. Like, they don't really make them curved for yeah. a body. So whatever proportions my body is, like, my thighs and my hips are a lot wider than my waist. So if I want pants that are comfortable in the legs and the hips and have mobility, there will be a huge gap in the waist.
Right.
So finally, like, I was at the Levi's store and they're like, you know, we do tailoring here, right? And I was like, what? The tailor was super, super nice.
Cute.
And they fit you there at the store. They take in the inches, whatever you want. And it's $50 to do a waist alteration, which okay. like isn't
50?
Off 50. I know. I feel like depending on what tailor you go to in New York City, that's, like, kind of on par-ish.
Okay.
So I was like, fine.
Yeah.
And then, like, when I went to pick them up and he was looking at my receipt and what the whatever form you fill out for that, he was like, yeah, next time just, like, come to me and I'll charge you for, like, just a hem, which is, like, $20. Yeah. He's like, this should not be $50.
Nice.
I was like, damn, but I will come back and do that.
Right. I am just short enough that, like, I buy 30/30s, but I'm like, there's always a frustrating amount of cuff, usually, not always, mm-hmm. but usually. And, like, it got to the point where, like, I'd cuff them so many times, some jeans, that I, like, look like an upside down flower pot or something. And I just, like, I'm too fucking old to, like, look like I'm in a growth spurt. Yeah. So I just, like, took things to the tailor, got them hemmed. Because my mom is not in New York City to do it for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then I'm like, are these even the right length anymore? Like, how do I do this?
I know. I'm 5'2", so I always have to roll or hem pants. Because for some reason, despite the fact that the average women's height in America is 5'4", they keep making these, like, 32 fucking inseams.
Right. I was just in the office with a leg cuffed, like, 3 times, and I was like, this is dumb.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't want a cuff look. Sometimes you just want the pants
exactly.
to end.
I just want a leg.
I just want a leg. One leg, please.
Right.
But yeah, I felt very, I was like, finally, close that fit properly.
Right.
Imagine.
A concept.
A concept. I feel very grown up about it.
Good.
Anyway, Tynan, what do you smell like today?
What the fuck do I smell like today, actually? I am still, I mean, I'm perpetually in my vanilla era. It's not an era if it's just my life.
It's just like your vanilla brand.
Right, exactly. But I am still in my Mancera era. Mancera era. I don't know. Nor do I care. They have...
They didn't tell you. They're like...
I suppose I didn't ask. Yeah. I asked, can you send me these fragrances? Yeah. How do you say your name?
But, I feel like Mancera is probably it.
It's solid.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of vanillas, all of which I asked for, and they were nice enough to send me. They have royal vanilla. They have velvet vanilla. Mm-hmm. They have a couple other vanillas. I'm wearing velvet vanilla. Mm-hmm. And royal velvet... And wait, what? Royal vanilla and velvet vanilla up against each other. Like, they are different.
They sound very similar in concept.
I mean, they're similar in the fact that they're big vanilla bombs. They're also similar in that they're both built out really nicely to not be a super literal interpretation of vanilla. Like, there's more going on. It's very interesting to wear. They're both, I don't want to say heavy, but I will say heady.
Okay.
You know, like. Bold, just like Instant Crush, and just like Funmi said, like, these will follow you into the afterlife.
Yep.
Like, they don't wear heavily, but they do wear consistently,
which I really like.
And like we said, these are not the most expensive fragrances, but they're definitely an investment. Yeah. But, I mean, if you're going to pay $120, $180 for a bottle of fragrance, it better last just like this does. I like it a lot. The build of it, I don't want to run you through the notes because it's sort of just like a perfume, like there's pear and pepper. It
smells
and,
like perfume.
And at the top, and then florals in the middle, and musk and vanilla at the base. Fine. There's a note of clove at the top that gives it like that depth and spice that I really like.
I love that.
This is very much more than the sum of its parts. Just like it's what I consider its counterpart, velvet, royal vanilla, but not my favorite vanilla, but not a flop either. I really enjoy it. I've gone back to it quite a bit. It feels very luxurious and sweet without being juvenile. Not that I care about that either, clearly, but I really like it. I have something else and I forgot it, but it's great. I really, my vanilla era is going strong.
Your vanilla era is, it's like the Olympic torch. It will never go out.
No, you're right. Oh, what I was going to say is my favorite vanilla ever is Kaoli vanilla, of course. Like, I'm obsessed with that because it is such a good take on vanilla. But I don't love all of that. Or, like, I don't love this just because it's vanilla, because I was so excited about Byredo Vanille Antique, and that was just a flop.
It's more antique than vanille.
It's more...
I'll say that.
It's more save your fucking money.
Some people really like it.
And I don't know why.
And I wonder.
Can't even smell it.
Oh, no, I can smell it.
What?
Yeah, but it smells like an old door. Like an old full wood, like mahogany door of an old house where it has that kind of like musty quality to it.
I was really disappointed by it.
Something about it is giving like wood stain varnish.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like I said, way more antique than vanille.
Sure. Huh.
And I'm wondering why.
Yeah. Well,
why do all these luxury brands look down on vanilla? I don't get it.
Because no one has a fucking sense of humor.
But like vanilla has, it can be so, first of all, it's in a lot of stuff anyway.
It's in everything.
It can be so complex. So like, why? Why don't you want to do it?
God forbid we enjoy ourselves.
Yeah. I remember when we visited the Aida store and they were explaining the fragrances in their house line. And when they got to Sierra Chaloon, they were like, this is our vanilla, and like we don't like vanilla, but we wanted to have a vanilla, so we like made it really smoky, and it is really good. It's like one of my favorite Aedas fragrances.
Good.
But it was interesting to me that like that's the way you explain it. It's like a vanilla for people who don't like vanilla.
Yeah, we don't like
and
that.
And then part of me is like, why don't we stop making products that people don't like?
Yeah, right, like, exactly.
Why is that the tagline?
Like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Like, I don't like when people say that.
Applaud.
Yeah, whatever. God. Speaking of vanilla, I think we both were surprised to find that we...
Oh, God damn it. So I have scoured the email twice. I do not see an embargo.
Yep.
Sable was like, is this embargoed? I don't care. And I was like, well, I do, actually.
If you send it to a... I don't know.
Okay, that's not true. But this is not embargoed, I believe. So we can talk about it, please.
Brooklyn Ellis' newest scent.
Who we hate.
Vanilla milk.
Wait,
you hate them.
Ellis Brooklyn. I do hate them.
I have neutral feelings about them, but I know why you hate them.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
Because I can hold a grudge. The brand is Ellis Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And they just released a scent called Vanilla Milk. And
also, like, the imagery is very, like,
come.
Hand
sorry.
Job. It's like a hand holding the bottle and there's, like, white liquid dripping
it's
from the
little...
hand. And I was like, so did she give the perfume a hand job?
It's
like,
a
what's
little
happening
gross.
Here?
Yeah. So, despite me being an obstinate bitch, I actually am not a huge fan of Ellis Brooklyn because they're not me fragrances. I'm not saying
they're not. No, no, no. Yeah, they're very not you fragrances.
I'm not saying they're bad at all. Their visuals are gorgeous and their bottles are gorgeous.
I just don't
like the scents. I think
they're very skin scenty.
You described them very well before we lost our episode saying they're vacant, and I would agree. I love Vanilla Milk.
It's their boldest scent yet.
Okay, but you wore this and talked about it. I didn't, though.
Yeah.
The one before, the pine tree one. In terms
Aspen.
In terms of boldness, how does it measure up?
Vanilla is much bolder than Aspen. Aspen is still very airy, and it's meant to be because it's like a ski slope.
Yep.
So it's like the winter air.
Oh, that makes sense.
It is really nice, actually, that one. Oh, no, sorry, not Aspen. Après. Which I also...
Yeah.
It's giving 1%.
It is giving 1%.
But Vanilla Milk... To me, it's just like if you wore vanilla extract as a perfume.
So that to me is Kaoli almost, or like the base.
Kaoli's softer. Kaoli is like, to me, is like more like feathery and downy.
Oh, I completely disagree.
But like, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah. I think I agree with what you're saying, but I think another scent is more of that. But there is that like raw vanilla at the front of this. But like the way that they build it out, I love this fragrance.
Yeah, it's really good. I forget what the notes are.
I don't.
Have the postcard.
I haven't. We have rose, cocoa shell extract, whatever that means, amorous, and sandalwood, along with two types of vanilla. So, I mean, like, rose, cocoa, and wood, fine. But, like...
cocoa shell.
It's just... I almost want to say it's, like, spicy, but it's not spice.
It is a little spicy. I think the patchouliness, it's earthy. There's a bit of an earthiness to it.
I think the wood helps a little bit too.
It's grounding.
It's so good.
It is very
sorry
good,
to just like keep
but it's
saying
like
it over and over.
Very vanilla.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's vanilla for people who love vanilla.
And I do.
Grown ups who love it's grown up vanilla.
Yeah.
I thought there was like a bourbon note in it too.
Not that I see.
Okay. Just remembering from the little postcard they sent.
Oh, I didn't pay attention to the postcard. Did you get the second launch or just the first?
What was the second one?
I can't say.
Okay. Wait, say it and edit it out. Oh, no. Ew, really?
Yeah.
No, didn't get that.
Okay. I didn't get it either, but I did opt in. So.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, I will admit, I do love it.
It makes me think of if the Billie Eilish fragrance was good.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, I do genuinely like the Billie fragrance.
I know. And one of the girls on the Martha's Vineyard trip was wearing it. And the whole time I was like just smelling this cloud of vanilla. And I was like, what is that? And then finally I literally pulled everyone. What are you wearing? And then she's like, oh, it's the Billie Eilish fragrance. And I was like, oh, it smells so delicious on you. Mm-hmm. On me, it smells like sour vanilla.
Yeah.
Like
on me, it smells like tangy vanilla.
Yeah. Yeah. There was like a weird tanginess to it on me that I was like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
But on her, it just smelled like this like luscious, velvety vanilla that I was like, okay, so it's just a skin chemistry thing. Fine.
Yeah. That's so funny.
But like, yeah, it was like when I wore Vanilla Milk, I was like, yes, it smells like the Billie Eilish one without the weird sourness to it. So I like it. It also carries.
Oh, does it?
Like I wore it a couple days ago and I could smell it for like hours afterwards.
Oh no, agree. Completely agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another fragrance that is not embargoed is the new Kaoli.
Oh, I want it so badly.
Love Fest.
Yeah.
Full name, Love Fest Burning Cherry.
I smelled it on Devin this week, and I thought she was wearing Lost Cherry.
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, it's new Kaylee.
So I love, this is very much a Kaylee household. Everyone mm-hmm, knows that. Mm-hmm. It is very much giving Lost Cherry in a way that I'm like, I feel like you're capable of so much. Why are you putting out, I don't want to call it a dupe, but like such a similar idea.
Well, like if you think about it, there are not many other cherry focused fragrances.
You're right.
There's only Lost Cherry that we collectively really know of.
But I feel like it's not like a cherry fragrance. I feel like it is their take on Lost Cherry.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is why I'm frustrated.
Absolutely.
You know, I do think, sorry to talk about when you haven't worn it, but like if we're going to put them side by side, Love Fest is a little bit spicier mm-hmm. and a little bit more, has a little bit more, has more layers. Mm-hmm. And it is delicious and like all Kylie scents, bold and has great wear. Whereas Lost Cherry is a little bit more maraschino. And as you said,
it's more
a little
syrupy.
More syrupy and jewel toned. But the first time I put it on, I was like, sure hope this doesn't smell like Lost Cherry. And then lo and behold, it did. So, I mean, whatever. I'm sure there's a very strong business marketing reason that they, you know, did what they did.
I think so. I feel like fragrances now, because like notes being called out is a big thing.
Yeah.
The same way ingredients being called out in all beauty products is a big thing. Mm-hmm. But I think they're focusing on like, there's probably like a marketing team where someone's like, people keep talking about Lost Cherry on TikTok.
Yeah.
Or like these types of fragrances. So let's do a cherry, because it's true. Like there are not many cherry forward offerings. The only other one I can think of is Marissa Zappa's Whore. But even then it like, the cherry note's not called out
right.
on that.
Right.
But that's very also cherry forward.
Yeah. And I mean, this is also, I mean, I always forget just how fucking expensive
Tom Ford.
Lost Cherry Tom Ford fragrances
are. The smallest bottle is $350, I think.
Like, that's insane. And Kylie isn't like the cheapest on the market.
The
but,
biggest
like,
bottle is $118.
So. And the smaller bottle is $85. Like that's
accessible.
I'm at peace with that.
Yeah.
And they're a joy to wear. So and obviously I love the name. The minute I saw the name, I was like, I don't give a shit what this smells
burning
like. Send it.
I love that. Burning cherry.
Love Fest.
Cherries on fire.
No, it's great. So it's
Twin Peaks.
And it is exciting to me that like Kylie is like broadening its horizons as they have been not reinvented, but like since they sort of came back. They did the apple fragrance most recently.
Eden
that was like very, yes,
yeah.
Eden, thank you.
Yeah.
It's apple and raspberry and very, very bright. That was supposed to be like the today's version of Be Delicious, which like I love. I should wear that more. And then Invite Only Amber, which I love. Mm-hmm. You wanted to love.
All of the notes were like hating all the spots for me. Yeah. And then I got it and I was like, whoa, this is... Again, I'm like, something about it is like going tangy or sour on
me.
Oh,
wow.
Like, okay. I don't know why.
I really like it.
But it smelled good on you.
Yes.
When I smelled it on you, I was like, I better call it in immediately.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then I got it and I was like, why isn't it working?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm always excited to see what Kylie is going to do next.
I'm waiting for that in the mail.
It'll come.
Yeah. I popped into the Parade store this week.
Oh, yeah.
Because I need new underwear and my favorite kind were discontinued. First time there, I heard some people said that their underwear was good. So I was like, fine,
mm-hmm.
I'll go to this children's store.
Yeah, right. Right.
And as soon as I walked in, I was like, oh, I was like hit with like a store smell.
Yeah.
But it was like a very sweet, cloudy, marshmallowy, candy-like smell. So I asked the sales girl, like, oh, what is that? And then she like points at the little diffusers in the corner and she's like, oh, we have a scent. And I was like, do you know what the scent is? And she's like, well... It's a dupe for a fragrance we used to spray in the store, a Tom Ford something, but like we can't, it was like so expensive to just buy the bottles and spray the store. So we just got this like dupe infuser. And then immediately I was like, Tom Ford Lost Cherry.
Yep.
And she's like, yeah, that's the one. And I was like, so you're telling me that Parade was buying $500 bottles of Tom Ford Lost Cherry to just spritz the store Abercrombie Fierce style.
It's giving startup.
My word. Yes, it's giving overfunded.
How was the Parade store? I really want to...
It was a cute store. Like, it's very well designed.
Yeah,
it
looks
cool.
Cute.
I didn't buy any underwear, but...
I want to go.
Yeah, they had, like, the style I like. I usually like a string bikini, but it was, like, the cheeky style.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's an immediate wedgie.
Yeah.
Immediate wedgie for me. And I was like, no, I need more cheek coverage in these pants, because I know where that's going to go.
Yeah.
I don't know what, like, even like fucking bathing suit bottoms, everything's like a cheeky bottom, and I'm like, who needs that much cheek? I don't know. When you sit down, your whole ass is wherever on that surface. Also, it just migrates into your crack.
Okay. All right.
I'm mad.
I recently bought this a few pairs of what I thought were briefs from this, like, I don't know, like a startup. Mm-hmm. Like a nowhere startup.
One of those startups.
I was like, cool, like a small brand. Yeah. And I got them, and they too were cheeky. Like a little cheeky. And it was like
slutty underwear.
And there were four men, but like the dick pouch was too small. And then I was like, why is my ass out? Like, what is, I put these on and I was like, is this right? Like, oh, I don't know. The most uncomfortable things I've ever worn. I was like, I love a slutty moment, but I was like, this is not what I signed up for.
Whenever I see those types of bodysuits and stuff with all the cutouts, like not on a body, just flat.
Yeah.
So they look crazy. They just look like a discarded piece of fabric. You're like, what do you think my body's supposed to look like?
Also, how do you get into one of those?
I don't know. But like literally every bikini bottom I've seen this year, it's just like 60% of your ass is out.
It like, it looks good in the photo.
Yeah, it's giving like thick thong, but like nobody wants that.
Can we move on?
Yes. It's like you either get the cheeky or you get the boy short hip hugger. And I'm like, why is there no in between?
Right. Just give me a fullback.
Just, yeah. Give me a fullback. That's it. Please. Come on. Gah. Anyway, we're a sun podcast, not an underwear podcast.
We're an ass podcast.
God. Can't believe you said Beyonce's doing anal.
did I say that? Okay. Well. Oh, no.
Well, okay. So we both got sent. Fleur is doing body product. I think everyone is going to do body products now. I feel like every brand is just doing scented body products.
All right, but then don't talk to me about sustainability brands.
So Fleur, of course, naturally, the next step is to release some Byredo-looking body products.
I will say, I think they're beautiful.
No, they're great. They're lovely.
But they are Byredo.
They do look very Byredo.
I think they're beautiful, right?
Which is fine. I think people just now visually recognize that as luxury. Yeah. So it's like, I guess this is the look of luxury now.
Completely agree.
In the bathroom. So they sent us another mailing of Missing Person, the fragrance. And I don't know why I'm like trying to make myself like it.
That shit sucks. I'm sorry. Like, ooh, we went viral on TikTok. I don't care. I know.
It's like, it's sold out so many times. Like, everybody loves it. And like, it's like all of the people who like rave about it, they're like, it smells so good. So many, I guess like the hook is so many people compliment me on this.
Yeah.
That's the hook.
You know what also? Okay, so the minute I got that mailer, I gave it away because I was like, I don't need more of this.
Yeah.
So I gave it to this girl who did want it and couldn't get it because it was sold out. Right. And she was grateful, blah, 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 whatever. The next day, she was like, the first thing she said, she was like, this wears so well and that wears so long. And I thought that was interesting that was the first thing she said to
people
me.
People really
it.
Do. That is like a selling point.
And it is. Yeah. I mean, they're right. I wasn't expecting that to be the call out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But. So I guess maybe that's I'm looking at your files and Not Your Baby that we did talk a lot of shit about is right next to it. And
another one I'm trying to force myself to like. Actually don't dislike that one.
I don't either. I don't think it's new.
It's not new.
I don't know why you'd put it out.
Is there newest? Question mark?
No.
No, Apricot Pre-Bay. One.
I just don't know why you'd put this one out, Not Your Baby out, because it's just such a nothing fragrance. Like, it's so everything else, but It wears really light, but really consistency, which is really hard to come across. So I do like the way it wears in spite of myself.
Not Your Baby.
Oh, my mom likes that, actually. I sent it to her.
Not Your Baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. If she likes Flower Bomb, I could see why she would like
Yes, you're totally right. Because
it's billed
right.
as a spicy floral, which it absolutely is. I think like right out of the atomizer, it smells kind of like slutty teenage girls.
Yes.
In a fun way. Yeah. Which is like, maybe that's the vibe you're going for. Maybe it's not. It's every now and again, you want to do that. But
this is so sweet, actually.
Yeah. But I love it like an hour after I spray it when it dries down. That's when I like it. Because then you get more of the spice, less of the floral.
I just put so much of that on.
Yeah.
It also kind of smells like Mountain Dew.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, this is like not good, actually.
Right out of the gate. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know.
It's pretty. It is perfectly lovely.
It smells more like baby's first perfume, which again, there's a time and a place for that.
It's like light florals, like finished with a really sweet vanilla.
Yeah.
And the sweetness is really soft and like backseat, but it's good.
It's a sweet spice, not a spice. Okay. Whatever that means. But I thought that, I just think the name is so funny. not your baby.
They needed to like land the plane on the story.
Oh yeah,
because they were like, it's not for boys, but it makes them go crazy. But you don't care. But you wear it for male attention. I was like, I don't. What are we saying here, ladies?
I just thought it'd be funny. I was like, imagine if like you were pregnant, but like,
please don't do this.
It's like a Maury episode where it's like, you are not the father. You just hand it out. You're like, it's not your baby.
All right.
It's a gift to a paternity test. A gender reveal test is a paternity test party favor. Test reveal. You are not the father. It is not your baby. That I think is funny. Although I feel like the person you give it to would not think it's funny.
I don't know how this took a Maury Povich turn, but
I will say, okay, one time when I was like 24 and I was casually dating this man who is, gosh, at the time, like quite a bit older than me. I think he was like 40. Yeah, he was 40.
Girl.
Yeah. I think when I was 24, I would date older guys thinking like, what a laugh. And now I'm just like, ugh. But like, well, like now I'm like, oh, I get why these guys date 24-year-olds.
Right.
Because like, they don't give a shit. They don't have expectations. They're not trying to like pressure you to do anything, whatever. But he was super nice. The type of guy who would just like be like, I'm paying for everything because I'm 40. I was like, yes, you are.
Yeah, you're right.
And like, I'm dating you because you pay for everything. But one time I was like late on my period. And my period has never been super consistent. So it wasn't like a crazy like, oh my God, I'm definitely pregnant thing. But there was like a moment where I was like, what if... And I was on like the pill, but I don't take that shit at the same time every day. It's like within a same hour window.
The way I am clinging to your everywhere.
So anyway, this guy, he was very neurotic as a person.
Same.
In a charming way, but me in my 24-year-old sense of humor, I got like a little eight-inch Carvel cake or something. And you know, you can write a message on it. And I just wrote, I'm late.
Stop. Stop.
I think we were very much so like a watch movies at one someone's house couple. Again, like he was never my boyfriend. I was never his girlfriend. Like he was seeing other people. I was seeing other people. But I just thought it was so funny to get someone like, it was like a large cupcake basically.
What did
like,
he do? What?
He didn't get it first. And then, but then I was also just like, have you never impregnated anyone? Like, come on. Like, have you never had this happen to you in your 40 fucking years?
Have you never impregnated anyone?
But he was like, what? Then he was like, Oh. And he's like, but what? He just like stuttered a lot. I don't know. I thought it was really funny when I was 24 to give the man that you're seeing a heart attack. I was not pregnant. But at that point, when I gave it to him, I already knew I wasn't pregnant. But still.
Oh, my God.
That was my mid-20s. Fun time, me and my mid-20s.
The way I'm reeling.
I know. But then... You don't have to get someone a cake now. You can just get them this perfume. It's not your baby.
We have got to move on.
I can't believe I forgot about that story.
I can't believe you just told it.
We're still on good terms.
Great.
Several fucking 12 years later.
Is he like 60 now?
I think.
Me unable to do
He must be
math.
In his 50s. Okay. I think he's still single.
Yeah, that cupcake really scared him.
I think he's like one of those people who's just terrified of commitment. So I was like, okay. But he was still always a gentleman. So I was like, okay.
Love that for him.
Yeah. Moving on.
They should have called this fragrance instead of Not Your Baby, Not the Father. That would have been a real laugh.
I would love to have seen the names that they didn't choose for this.
I agree.
Because I know the vibe they were going for, and I'm like, where did this roundtable discussion go?
I feel like Fleur is so capable of doing cool shit.
I know.
And they're just, you know.
I think they're trying to capture this moment.
We've talked enough shit about them. It's fine.
I don't dislike them. I feel like if they were a new brand... And I didn't think of them the way I think of the original brand, I wouldn't be so confused.
I just think the rollout's really messy.
The packaging's great.
The packaging's great.
The all that. But the stories.
Yeah.
It's appealing to a very specific audience.
It's fine. Do you want to talk about those or do you want to wait for the episode?
Let's wait for the episode.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Should we talk about these?
Should we wait for that episode too?
Ooh. Yeah, okay, fine.
Ooh. Oh, didn't Burberry send you a new... version of Hero?
Yes.
How do you like it?
I actually like it better than the other toilet because it has more of a base to it.
Of what?
I don't know.
Great.
But the translation is it feels actually like a little bit more gourmand.
Oh.
And a little bit more velvety.
Oh.
there's like maybe a muskiness to it. There's a deeper muskiness to it that I actually really like.
Yeah.
I did the thing where I put the Eau de Toilette
sure.
on one wrist and then the Eau de Parfum on the other wrist and like was smelling them throughout the wear. And obviously the Eau de Parfum lasted longer, but it also dried down. And then there was more of like a musky, earthy, gourmandy kind of dry down, which mm-hmm. I really liked. I don't encounter many big designer for men fragrances that I like.
Yeah, same.
But this one I actually do like.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call it in.
And I thought that about the original Eau de Toilette as well. I do think it's funny that the bottles are different.
Are not different.
They are different. Like the Eau de Parfum is a darker bottle.
I colored. Thought the juice was different.
Oh, you're right. The juice is dark brown.
Yeah.
Versus like a light
gold.
Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like,
I remember like really not liking that.
Really?
Hero. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Maybe you won't like
it. But when I wore it, I was like, oh, okay. Like,
I like it like an hour after I spray it. That's
that
the thing.
That makes.
Right when you spray it on, you're like, toxic masculinity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it dries down. You're like, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Someone in my office has started really liking Burberry Touch.
Which, I have not experienced that.
Oh, really?
No.
I'm sure. I feel like it was the fuckboy fragrance from 15 years ago. It is. I mean, I used to wear it. I mean, case in point. But it is a really gorgeous fragrance, actually. I think I just have known enough dudes that have ruined it for me mm-hmm. that I'm like, ugh.
The but association.
Burberry Touch is a stunning men's fragrance.
Really?
But it's all now it has that sort of like Sauvage, you know, thing to me that I'm like, ugh, bad dude. And of course, they never just wear like one spritz of it.
Oh, no.
They're always soaking in it.
Yeah. They're just, it's like a sprinkler.
Yeah.
I read a headline in Business of Fashion that said like, how Dior Sauvage became the top fragrance in the world. And I was like, is it?
Really?
Apparently it is.
Ew.
And then they like renewed Johnny Depp's contract, which I'm just like, really?
Yeah, eek. Read the room.
Also, it's been enough years that we're like, you can get a different ambassador who's like more current.
Well, I mean, now he's, yeah.
I mean, like, okay, yes, he's like, I guess like in the news, but not for good reasons.
Not for good reasons, but I don't want to devote any time to him. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, I was like, well, that's depressing.
Prada's launching a beauty brand.
Oh, and a new fragrance.
And a new fragrance.
I'm curious about the new fragrance.
It's odd that they're leading the beauty brand with a fragrance. I'm like, we know you already have fragrance. Like,
yeah. I wonder if it's like Prada, the brand is releasing the fragrance, not like Prada Coty, you know? Are they allowed to do that, I wonder, contractually?
I bet you it's going to be a Coty situation.
Okay. Yeah.
If it's not Coty specifically, then one of them. Because Valentino is the same way. Gucci is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. It's like their beauty PR is handled by the fragrance PR, yeah. Not the fashion PR.
Got it. I'm curious.
It's like, do we need another one? Do we need another luxury makeup for the... People just are buying the shit. And I'm not hating on them because I do wear the Valentino mascara and I do like it a lot. But when Valentino beauty happened, I was like, for who? And who cares?
That was odd.
It is odd. The gondola... I will say like the gondolas at Sephora are drop-dead gorgeous.
All of the like blush compacts have a... chain necklace or something yeah. on it, which is kind of funny.
It's very
and weird.
Like it's very luxury. It's mm-hmm. I just don't know who it's for or why.
People weirdly seem to love Prada though. Like Prada is like a hypey brand.
Yeah.
People still line up outside the Prada store, God knows why.
Yeah.
So to them I'm like, this will probably do well-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Prada customer who lines up at the store though is a makeup person, you know?
Like, I don't think it matters.
Oh, true.
You know what I mean? I just like, I think they're different customers.
Yeah.
Because no one who's buying a Dior mascara is buying a Dior bag.
True.
Or few. The cross-section is few.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like when Dior started sort of like reinvesting in their beauty. They've always done the beauty thing.
Yeah,
but like,
they have their backstage line.
Yeah, but like, which actually people really fuck with.
It is, yeah.
But like,
it's pretty good.
Suddenly all their makeup is monogrammed, like right. The purses and stuff. I'm like, no one's buying this for the...
Giorgio Armani makeup is good.
It
that fucking good. Foundation people love.
Bitch, that mm-hmm. foundation is so good. Did you get the lip color mailer from a day or two ago?
No.
I was gonna bring them for you because they're reds and I don't wear them.
Okay. Yeah, they're actually good. I can't think of like who, like YSL. Fine. But yeah.
I feel like YSL has always been makeup for people who like, formulated by people who don't wear makeup.
Yeah.
Whereas Giorgio Armani.
They have the Touche Clot. I feel like every designer brand's makeup brand has one item that everybody loves.
I saw someone using the Touche Eclat concealer pen on TikTok, I think, recently. And I'm like, don't you dare. Don't you dare bring that back. Like, I suffered through the early 2010s of people swearing by that and acting like it worked. I was one of those people.
That was like a big Exovane product, I remember.
Oy.
And I still don't see it. They released a fuller coverage version, which I feel like finally does something.
Yeah.
But the original, I was like, it felt like an Emperor's New Clothes situation. I was like, what is it doing?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like, what?
I don't know. You.
Oh my God. I also read a New York Times article that was like, the headline literally said, foundation is dead. And the writer just interviewed a couple of makeup artists on how like, everybody wants like a clean skin look. And part of me is like, but you don't realize how much foundation that clean skin look
that entails. Right. Exactly.
Because like the slogan is always like, makeup is over. Never like we're okay with blemishes,
right? Well, it's also like I understand the knee-jerk reaction of a writer to be like, let me talk to a makeup artist, but makeup artists never use products in the way that they are meant to be used, which is cool, you know what I mean? Like
they use them in cool ways, which
what makes them an artist.
Yeah, but I've learned so many good things from them.
Of course a makeup artist is not gonna put foundation on you, because like they're prepping the shit out of your skin and then shearing out concealer as foundation. They don't need, and they're using like pigments and shit, like pan makeup. Like, not using a fucking Airflash foundation, of course.
Yeah. Every time I've gotten my makeup done for like a shoot or something, they cake that shit on for a shoot, but they do prep your skin very well.
Yep.
But I think when there's like lights and cameras involved, like you do have to like glob it on.
Right.
But the normal makeup wear, like the normal civilian makeup wearer, like they don't have the caudalie fucking face elixir. They don't do the gua sha before they always put on makeup or have all the expensive Charlotte Tilbury magic cream primary stuff. They're just like slapping on foundation.
Well, and also like, you know, many, not to say that makeup artists don't know how to do their like, no, they do makeup. That's insane. But by and large, when you think about like photo, they're always right there to touch it up in the moment. It doesn't have to wear throughout the day. You know, like it has to wear for 2 seconds while they get the shot.
Yeah.
And then we switch it up or whatever. Now, if they're doing carpets or whatever, then yes, that does have to, one, photograph, but two, look like a person and wear for hours. But even still, they're like, don't ask a makeup artist about foundation because they don't use it. Ask a real girl on the street. Like, ask me, bitch.
I feel like there's people who don't fuck with foundation, and then there's people who fuck with full coverage foundation, and there's like rarely no an in between.
I don't wear foundation, so why am I saying that? But yes.
I mean, like, okay, I will fuck with a skin tint every now and then.
I will not go near a skin tint.
But I spot. I don't do a whole face because then I touch my face too much, so it just gets under my nails, and I don't like that. But like.
Well, because it doesn't have a stick.
Exactly. But I don't know. It just to say like this whole product category is dead.
No, it's.
I was like, no.
If you're not a beauty writer, don't cover. Also, I don't. I also don't know who wrote the article. So
Kristen Bateman.
Okay.
Question mark. Don't. Okay. I'm not familiar with her work. Mostly just like the New York Times. Whenever they cover beauty, I always open an article like this will be a laugh.
No, exactly right. Yeah. Like they'll get someone like. Well, I don't want to say the name, but like we all remember that manicure.
Oh yes.
Article from a year ago.
Because it's. I think because it's being greenlit by editors, who share the attitude of the articles they write, who are not. Beauty people and who are not in touch with beauty consumers. So that's why you get these things. And then if it's written in like a huge respected mainstream publication like the New York Times, everyone's like, I guess it must be true, even though everything's subjective, as we've learned. I saw some people sharing it like, finally, or like, I've never worn foundation. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Cool. Yeah, shut up.
So like, cool. You have perfect skin.
Congratulations.
And like, I even say this as someone who has like quite good skin, again, like occupational perk, but sometimes like I wake up and I'm like, whoa. Or like I'll like put on like a little under eye concealer or some shit and be like, yes, now I feel okay to go outside and not have people go, are you tired? Like, talk to, like, if no one's ever asked you are you tired, like you won't understand. But yeah, normalize blemishes and acne and skin conditions before you normalize not wearing foundation, please. Honestly,
even with as much makeup as I wear, even on days that I do kick it on, when I do have a blemish, I often don't really work to cover it because it's like...
I think it looks worse sometimes when you try and cover
it. Exactly. It's like, do you want to accentuate this? Like, I'm just sort of like, well, I do have a zit, but I also have a full face of makeup. Here we are.
I've like gotten to the point where I don't really care if I have a zit.
Yeah.
Sometimes I put like a little star face guy on it. because it's like cute little star.
I love seeing people with star face patches like out in the world. I'm like, Julie Schott really did it.
She did. And now I'm like, this is why no one takes me seriously and thinks I'm my age, because I wear fucking star stickers on my face.
Arabelle did a really good TikTok about just like a pimple patch roundup and what they do and do not like about each other. Yeah, it was good. They've been doing a lot of video content.
I've noticed like, and I wonder if it has to do with the fact that one short period when Instagram was like video only.
Yeah.
And then I noticed that they started doing a lot more reels.
Yeah.
But then I think they said in one of the reels, like, I don't really do these, so I just figured to do for fun. So yeah. I'm like, okay. I'm like, maybe you, like me, are also procrastinating.
Right. You also have not finished your book.
Yes. So close. What's the scent of summer? What do you think?
What is the scent of summer?
What is the scent of summer 2022?
What is everyone wearing right now?
I don't know. I mean, to you.
Oh, to me.
Yeah.
My scent of
what
summer?
What do you think? Yeah. Is the scent?
I don't understand the question.
Like, okay, what do you think is the definitive scent of summer 2022?
I just feel like everyone's wearing the same shit right now. You know, I feel like you have to go by year. You know? I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
What do you think the scent of summer is?
Like a skin scent and an Aperol spritz or something.
Oh, wait. Oh, we're doing that?
Like any scent. Yeah.
Oh! Yeah. Let me run that back quick.
Sorry. Okay, what do you think the scent of summer 22 is?
I'm not cutting any of that
okay.
out, by the way.
Musk and Aperol spritz.
That's yours.
That's mine.
That's good.
Which is funny because like I don't drink, but I like this when I go out with people and they get a cocktail. I just like the smell of the effervescence of their drink.
Yeah. Can you get another package? Well, girls, it's just you and me. She's gone again. What is the scent of my summer? Of summer for me? My summer has smelled a lot like marshmallows, IPAs. Yeah, I think that, like, a little smoke in there, too. I feel like I've just been in a lot of places where things are burning lately.
Yeah.
Whatever that even fucking means.
I'll walk through Domino Park a lot. And, like, even though, like, the East River is a river, it's, like, I guess because it leads into the Atlantic, you still get that, like, oceany smell. So, like, every other breeze will give you, like, an oceany smell.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, ah, the beach.
Yeah, I love that.
I'll keep this quick. I went on a date with someone who...
Oh, here we fucking go.
Okay, I'll just say. Smell related, I promise.
No, just say. I want to hear it. You went on a date.
He was saying, like, his sense of smell is, like, super, super sensitive. And I was like, everybody thinks that. But, like, he has a weird habit where every time he smells, like, a really bad smell, he has to spit.
Stop. That's funny.
It's so fun. Well, we were walking around Cone. I made him take me to the aquarium because I love the aquarium. And then
I love that in all of your dates, there's always something in it for you.
Well, hello. If you're going to court me.
I get it.
Make it worth my while. When we're in a relationship, then that's when I'll start thinking about doing things for you. But, like, until... It's my new thing. I'm like, if you're courting me, you have to do things.
Do you have a dog?
Yes. What is in it for me? So we were walking around Coney Island and Brighton Beach. And, you know, it's hot day in the summer. You're going to smell garbage. You're going to smell smells. And, like, every time we pass, like, a garbage truck or something that smelled bad, he's like, I'm so sorry.
That's so funny.
So funny.
Wait, was the date good?
It was good.
Every time we do this.
This was the second
date. Oh!
Yeah, but our first date was like 2 months ago because he travels a lot for work.
Good, leave.
Get out of here. Yeah, so it was like a second date catch up. So I was like, cool.
What was your first date?
We just kind of like went to one of my favorite tea shops in Greenpoint. We got Vietnamese food and we kind of walked around.
Oh, cute.
It was cute. Yeah, he's cute. He has a really, really good sounding voice. Like, you know when some people just have like a really good voice and you're like,
yes, like me.
Tell me more, yes. Yeah. Like a very resonant voice. So I was like, keep talking.
How old is he?
He's like 34.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great age.
Great age. Very attractive. I hope he doesn't listen to this. I don't think he does. Because he didn't know that I was like into fragrances. And I was like, you followed me on Instagram. How do you not know I'm into fragrances?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure he doesn't listen to this.
Lurk me.
Yeah.
Well, obsess over me.
Yeah, right. Well, or don't. I don't know. I don't like when men follow me on Instagram, like, full stop.
That's real.
But I, especially if, like, we met on an app, and then, like, after the first date, they'll find me on Instagram, and I'm like, don't do that, because I'm not going to follow you back.
Yeah.
I will not follow a man back. I'm
if
sorry.
If a gay man follows me, I'm like, this is not what you think it's going to be. And if a straight man follows me, which is rare, I'm just like, there's nothing for you here.
Yeah, you're like, what are you doing?
You're going to ask me about eye cream. Let's just get it over with.
You should just immediately DM me, what do you want?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. What do you need?
Wait, why are you here?
What link can I send you to send you on your way?
Yeah.
God.
But that's happened a lot recently where like I'll go on like one date with someone and then they'll follow me. I'm like, don't do that. Don't
yeah, follow me after one forever, date. Forever linked.
Exactly. I was like, I don't necessarily want to go on a second date with you. So like now you're fucking looking, observing me.
Whatever. You have a book deal. You, like all it's the fine. Clout. It's fine.
And then someone like on Hinge, like a lot of dudes will put their Instagram handle in their profile. It's fine. So like I looked at his Instagram. I looked at his stupid stories. There's like a nothing story. And then he messaged me after like a pause and was like, oh, I saw you lurking. And I was like,
ugh.
And I was like very tempted to be a bitch and be like, oh, so who are you checking for? Who are you checking for your stories for? Then like your ex-girlfriend. Yeah. I never look at who has looked at my stories until I'm dating someone. And then I'm like, you better be keeping up.
I don't really
on the Sable Times.
I don't really look at who looks at my stories.
There's
no one I'm looking for.
Exactly.
You know? Like, I know who watches my shit. You know, please.
Exactly. So like the only reason to be checking your stories, viewers, is to see checking for a specific person.
That's so funny, actually.
I decided for once not to be a bitch.
Good.
And I was like, well, you put your handle in your profile because you fucking did.
Wait, pause. Sorry. Are you going on a third date with this guy?
We'll see. He's traveling for work again next week. Okay. So he's an actor.
No.
I know.
Oh, you did tell me about him. Yeah. Okay. Not an actor.
I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. I think it's interesting. The stories he tells me are very interesting about the industry.
Yeah.
So it's like a fun behind the scenes of the shows I watch.
I love
like,
that.
Which is cool. But other than that, I'm like, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, please don't listen to this podcast.
And if you do, you can follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
At,
don't just follow me, follow my podcast.
At smellylater.mp3. Are we done? Are we good?
We're done.
You can follow me at TynanBuck. If you are listening to this and you work at TikTok, please give me that handle.
Yeah. You can follow me at SableToothTigra, but not if I went on a date with you.
And until next time, we will smell you later.